I'm going to start with number 355. 355. 355. 355. Near to the heart of God. It's been wonderful. I was just reflecting on the morning, just about the pureness of the heart and how we need to approach the Lord that way, and that we start with accepting that we're sinners and that He washes us anew. Thank you, Lord. And then how nice to have the baptismal service following that. And then we continue on tonight and tomorrow. Brother Phil's going to talk about abiding with the Lord. Isn't it nice when you get baptized? Somebody said it's not the end, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of your walk with God.
今天讲到受洗，我们讲到就是说，那只是一个开始，是我们每个人与神同行的开始。
So for those who have been walking with the Lord, we continue to walk.
特别是说对那些已经学着与神同行的人，我们可以继续的学着与神同行。
That word continue really strikes me. I remember Brother Gordon speaking.
我记得就是在那个贾德纳牧师在小吴老在 Brother Eddie 的葬礼上，就是有人提到说吴老牧师曾经这样说过。
It was a sudden loss.
对不起，是贾德纳牧师，他这样说过，就是说有一个迷失的孩子。
And, but the word that, he stayed with me was to continue.
但是一直留在我心里就是那个话讲到就是说我们必须要持续的下去。
And I clung on to that word when, my own parents passed away.
然后特别是当我父母过世的时候，我就一直记得这样的提醒。
To continue.
我们必须要继续的往前行。
When he passed away, myself and I think there are many others who felt at a loss.
我记得当我父母过世的时候，很多人都觉得好像失去了什么。
Oh, what are we going to do?
我们接下来该怎么办呢？
Spiritual leader has passed away.
特别是我们属灵的长辈过世了。
What do we do?
我们该怎么办？
Well, we continue.
我们就是要继续往前行。
Keep going.
我们就是继续往前行。
The Lord will keep us.
神会保守我们。
The Lord will encourage us.
神会继续带领我们。
Give me a steadfast spirit.
所以我就讲到今天早上那所分享给我们的圣经经节，在我里面造一个新的心，然后我们要继续坚定下去。
Steadfastness is a word in the Bible.
坚定的往前行在圣经里面是一个非常重要的提醒。
There's so many stories. Keep going.
然后有很多圣经经节都提到就是鼓励我们要继续的往前行。
And we go until the end.
然后一直直到末了。
Keep going for a meeting tomorrow.
就像我们今天晚上有聚会一样，我们明天早上我们还会继续有聚会。
Praise the Lord that we can gather together in His presence.
赞美主，我们能够在神的同在当中来聚会。355首。
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God.And the place where sin cannot rest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, bless me, sent from the heart of God. Hold us to wait for thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God. And the place where we are saved, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, bless me, dear, send from the heart of God. Hold us to work
你知道 heart of God, this is a place of release near to the heart of God, and a place where all is joy and peace near to the heart of God.God. Oh, Jesus, let's descend from the heart of God. Hold up near to the heart of God.
第一节再唱一次。
Let's sing verse one one more time.
There is a place of quietness near to the heart of God, and a place where sin cannot lie near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, bless me.Send from the heart of God. Hold up and give to the heart of God.
Father, Lord Jesus, we want to be near your heart tonight, Lord Jesus.
主啊，是我们要就近你的心。
Oh, we just want to come before you and enjoy your presence.
主，是我们要来到你的面前，享受你的同在。
Oh, enjoy your word.
主啊，是享受你的话。
Enjoy this gathering.
是主啊，享受这样的聚会。
Oh, Father, you have ordained these times.
是天父，你已经将这个时间分别出来。
Oh, Lord, and we want to.Acknowledge and to make known that these are precious times.
主啊，是的，我们要来这样的宣告，这是一个宝贵的时刻。
Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord.
是的，亲爱的天父，我们谢谢您。
Oh, help us to draw near to you tonight.
主，是的，帮助我们，吸引我们来更亲近你。
And pray that your spirit would be among us.
主啊，你的灵就在我们的当中。
Will speak to us.
主啊，你的灵会对我们说话。
Will bless us in a special way.
主啊，特别是用一个特别的方式来祝福我们。
Oh, come into our hearts, Lord.
谢谢主，今天晚上进到我们的心里。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美您。
用中文唱。
Let's sing in Chinese.
For those of you that can sing in Chinese, let's sing. I'll follow and whisper.
跟前我心安心就只不交钱完全心靠完全满足安心在于生死的主在主里在主里，哦，他的恩膏，我安心，安心，在救主脚前，
我把
你在主里。我安心 安息在救主脚前。
Help us tonight.
啊，今天晚上李良弟兄要上来，我们做一点分享。
Taking part in memorizing a verse.
感谢主，今天每一个受浸的弟兄姊妹都收到了一个经文哈，都收到了降给他们经文哈。
Today those who have been baptized have all received a verse from Brother John.
Yeah. 不过我们每一位 Phil 牧师都给我们了。一句经文哈，我们今天要一起来读，一起来背一下。
But also today, Pastor has given us, verse that we're going to read and memorize.
好，我们打开到约翰福音十五章第五节。
Let's all go to John, chapter 15.
十五章第五节。
John 15, chapter 15, verse 5.
我们先一起念一下好吗
Let's all read it together.
如果你习惯于中文就用中文哈，如果你习惯英文哈就用英文。我们来一起念一下哈。
Let's all read the verse all together. You can read it in English or Chinese.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。Did we memorize it? Oh, sorry. 我们有没有背下来？我们有没有背下来？读一遍，我们能不能背下来
？Let's try to memorize this verse.
Yeah, let's try, 我们就分成三段好了。一部分。
Let's take it apart and try to memorize the verse.
好。这样吧。我们brothers, 我们弟兄们或者是 boys, 好吧我们来读第一部分。然后 sisters, or girls, 姊妹或者是女孩来读第二部分哈。然后呢第三部分第三部分我们一起好吧。
So, brothers will read the first part.
我们现在读一遍我觉得可能还没有记住哈。来我们现在读一遍哈。
Let's read it one more
time. 第一部分。
Brothers read the first part.
姊妹们第二部分。
And sisters will read the second part.
第三部分一起好吧。
And the third part we all read it together.
来弟兄们开始来。
So brothers,
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。好，记住了吗？我们可以把这个屏幕关上，好吧？我们试一下哈。好，我也不看啊。来，我们开始，弟兄们开始了。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。很好，好，我们反过来，好吧？我们反过来，我们姊妹们先开始，好吧？姊妹们先开始。
Okay, let's do it the other way. Sisters will go first.
来，我是葡萄树，你们是藏在我里面的，我也藏在他的里面。这人就多结果子，对吧？
Apart from me, you can
不能做什么。好，最后一遍，我们一起从头到尾，从头到尾，好吧？我们把屏幕打开哈。如果你背下来的话，把眼睛闭上，我们背。
Okay, close your eyes.
如果你还没背下来，就看。
If you have memorized the verse,
来，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在。他的里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。好，感谢主，前面时间交给 Phil。
We'll try that again tomorrow, all right?
明天早上我们会再来问大家。我们来看弟兄姐妹们是不是真的把这个经节记下来了。
I've appreciated the events.
我非常感谢就是这些年轻人可以为我们来演奏乐器。
growing up, my dad, was my pastor.
我父亲也就是我的牧师，在成长 过程当中。
And he always encouraged the young people to play instruments.
他总是鼓励年轻人来演奏乐器。
To take part in the worship.
特别在敬拜的时候，他们也能够来参与。
And from a young age, we would play and sing.
然后当我在很年轻的时候，我们会时常一起演奏，然后一起唱诗歌，就是这是非家庭的一个活动。
My dad had something that looked like a French horn.
我父亲有法国号。
It wasn't a French horn, but the French horn.
它其实不是法国号，但它看起来有点像法国号。
And my brother played the trumpet.
然后我哥哥他会吹喇叭。
And believe it or not, I played the trombone.
然后无论你们信不信，我演奏那个乐器叫 trombone.
That is because my arm. Yes, my arm was never long enough to get seventh position.
为什么我吹那个乐器？是因为我的手不够长，我没有办法把我手推到很远的地方去。
But one of the songs that we sang together as a family is number 335.
这边的第335首，这是一首我们家庭常在聚在一起唱的诗歌。
And I'd like to sing it for you.
然后今天晚上我想为大家来唱这首诗歌。
Don't you love the little voices?
这些小男孩很棒，对不对？
It's been so nice to see so many children with us.
我很高兴能够看到这些孩子在我们的当中。
So if I don't get through the song, you can help me, okay?
如果我没有办法把这个歌唱完的话，你们可以帮我一起唱。
Jesus, the joy of loving hearts. Thou fount of life, thou light of men, from the best bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to thee again. Thy truth unchanged hath answered. Thou savest those that on thee call. To them that seek thee, thou art good. To them that find thee all in all. Our restless spirits yearn for thee. When changeful lot is cast, glad when thy gracious smile we see, blessed when our faith can hold thee fast. O Jesus, ever with us stay. Make all our moments calm and bright. Chase the dark night of sin away. Shed o'er the world thy holy love. Amen. Dear Lord, we're so thankful that you are present with us this night.
主啊，谢谢你同在。
Lord, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst.
主啊，你说若有两三个人奉你名聚会，你就在他们当中。
And Lord, we believe that you have a desire over this gathering.
主啊，我们相信你愿意与我们同在。
You have brought us together for a purpose.
主啊，是你因着你的目的，你将我们召聚在一起。
You want to come to us in a greater way.
主啊，你要更大的显现给我们。
You want to draw our hearts.
主啊，是你要吸引我们的心。
And so, Lord Jesus, just have your way.
是主啊，愿你的心意成全。
Oh God, chase the dark night of sin away.
主啊，是的，我们求你来将那个黑暗的罪恶赶出去。
And shed in our hearts your holy light.
主啊，是将你的光照在我们的心里面。
Oh, we want to love you better, Lord.
主，是我们要更加的爱你。
We want to serve you, Lord, with all the strength that you give us.
主，是我们要全心全意的来侍服侍你。
And so, Lord, we receive you this night.
主啊，今天晚上我们来领受你的恩典。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you take your Bibles, we can open up to John chapter 15. John 15.
我们大家一起把圣经打开到约翰十五章。约翰福音十五章。
As I was preparing to come here to Houston, I was thinking of different passages that have been a blessing in my life.
在我预备要来Houston 之前，我也有在一些预备，然后预备了一些就是在我生命当中给我带来很大祝福的一些圣经节。
And I wanted to share something with you that would be helpful.
今天我也想要将这些帮助过我的圣经经节分享给大家。
I know that the Lord has laid His hand upon all of us.
愿神在将他手按在我们每个人的身上。
But He wants to make Himself more real and precious.
但是神要向我们彰显他更加的宝贵。
And I wanted to share with you the fact that we have been saved with purpose.
但是我要跟大家来分享的是说，我们之所以得救是有一个目的的。
Sometimes we look at our salvation as something that's all about us.
很多时候我们以为救恩只是单单关乎我们自己的事。
Jesus saves me from my sin.
耶稣把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
And I'm on my way to heaven.
我正在往天堂的路上去。
And I have a mansion and I have a crown waiting for me.
在天上有一个别墅，还有一个皇冠在等着我。
Amen. But there's more to our Christian life than you and me.
但是在我们的基督徒的那个生命当中，其实有更高的旨意，是远超过你我的。
We have been saved to serve.
我们之所以得救是因为我们要来服事。
We have been saved to worship.
我们之所以得救是因为我们要来敬拜。
We have been saved to bear fruit.
同时我们之所以得救是因为我们要能够结果子。
I'd like to just consider that with you tonight, this thought of bearing fruit for glory.
今天晚上我要大家来想一想那个结果子的事情，也就叫神能够得着荣耀。
This morning we began with the thought of God creating us, creating within us a pure heart.
今天早上我们开始谈的时候，我们谈到说在求神在我们里面造一个清洁的心。
And how that's a work of the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵的工作。
He makes it completely new.
他将我们造成一个全新的人。
I was reminded of something that my father's uncle said years ago.
在早上的时候我得到一些提醒，也就是我父亲他的 uncle 在很多年前所说过的。
Uncle Hans was an evangelist.
吴老牧师他是一个传福音的人。
And in his travels he met a man in, I think it was Taiwan, Formosa then I guess.
在他去过的很多地方，他到过台湾。
His name was Jack Chow.
然后他在台湾的时候，他遇到了周牧师。
And Jack Chow became his interpreter.
然后周牧师成为他帮他翻译的人。
And I think you know the rest of the story.
那我想大部分的弟兄姐妹都知道接下来的故事是什么。
And I think I'm here partly because of Chow.
然后我之所以会在这里有一部分原因也是因为周牧师。
And so I'm thankful for these godly connections and heritage that we have.
所以我非常感恩，就是说神特别给我们这些神圣的连结。
But this is something Uncle Hans said.
但是吴老牧师他是这样说的。
He said, "When you are cleansed and you know you are clean."
吴老牧师他说，当你得洁净的时候，你知道你是干净的。
The way is opened to the abiding life.
然后他打开一条道路，这条道路就住在主里面。
I'll say that again. When you are cleansed and you know you are clean.
当你说被洁净的时候，而你如何知道说你是干净的呢？
The way is opened.
然后那个道路，也就是说我们必须要住在主里面。
You see, this morning we considered how sin is the thing that separates us from God.
罪恶将我们跟神之间有了一个隔绝。
We can't live in fellowship with God if there is sin in our lives.
如果我们的生命当中有任何罪恶的话，我们没有办法跟神有任何的连接。
We can't walk with God if we're filled with ourselves.
如果说我们的里面都是满了自己，我们没有办法与神同行。
So God has to empty us.
所以神必须要把我们倒空。
And creating us a pure heart.
在我们里面造一个新的心。
But when we're cleansed of our sins.
但是当我们从罪恶当中受到洁净之后。
And God has given us a clean heart.
神给我们新的心。
Now he calls us into this unbroken for himself.
然后神他呼唤我们来到这个没有办法与他断绝的这个连结当中。
I chose those words carefully. It's unbroken worship.
当我在这样解释的时候，我在选择我讲的话，我是非常谨慎的。那个特别是说那个无法被断绝的跟神之间的关系跟连结。
God doesn't want it to just be a one time a week thing.
神他跟我们的要的关系，他不是要一个礼拜一次的关系。
But he wants us to walk with him moment by moment.
神要我们时时刻刻每一天都与他有连结。
To enjoy that unbroken fellowship.
所以我们可以享受那个跟神之间不间断的连结。
We read in 1 Corinthians, God is faithful who has called us into the fellowship of his son.
如果说我们来念那个哥林多福音哥林多前书第一章的话，我们可以读到，就是说神他已经呼召我们跟他的儿子有一个不间断的连结。
And in John 15, Jesus lays out for his disciples, he gives them a parable.
然后在约翰福音15章那边，他也用一个比喻来解释给他的门徒听。
He gives them a picture, he illustrates it for them, he says, this is what it looks like.
他解释给他的门徒，就是说你跟神之间的关系看起来应该是像这样的。
And he gives them this,Parable of the vine.
然后他所做的那个比喻，也就是枝子跟树之间的连结。
I'm not a gardener.
我不是一个园艺家。
Anyone here a gardener?
这边有没有任何园艺家
？God, anyone grow grapes?
有没有人种葡萄呢？我这边有人种葡萄。
Well, that's the picture here. It says, beginning at verse 1, Jesus says.I am the true vine.
然后在这边第一节，他这边就说到我是真葡萄树。
And my father is the gardener.
然后我的父亲他也就是那个在葡萄园的看管园子的。
Right, so we see the picture, right? The first thing that's introduced, the true vine.
所以我们大家可以在心里面来想象，第一个他所刚介绍给我们的就是真葡萄树。
And the true vine,
耶稣也就是这棵真葡萄树。
His father,
耶稣的父亲。
Our heavenly father is the vine dresser.
也就是我们的天父，他是那个栽培的人。
He's the one that takes care of the vine.
他是那个照顾葡萄树的人。
In verse 2, it goes on to say, and I would assume that it means the gardener when it says he, the gardener, cuts off every branch in me, in Jesus, that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
所以在这边第二节他讲到这个他这个他很清楚应该是指着那个天父也就是栽培的人。所以他这里讲到说凡使我不结果子的枝子，天父他就会剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。因为你们使枝子结果子更多。
So just in the natural picture of the vine, there is pruning that takes place.
所以在那个就是真葡萄树那个画面里面，你会看到就是说它有一个修理干净的一个动作。
I recently had someone come.
最近我有人来到我们的那个园子里面来帮我们修剪。
A friend of mine.
他是我的朋友。
And he cut one of my branches.
他把我其中有一个矮木丛剪到几乎快到跟地一样平。
It was just
anything. 然后等他剪完的时候，在地上只剩下一些残枝。
So what'd you do to my rose bush?
然后就说，哎，你把我的玫瑰树为什么剪成这样了？
He said, "Don't worry."
他就说，不要担心。
Don't worry about it.
然后不要担心，它很快就长回来了。然后隔一年没错，就像他讲的一样，那个玫瑰树就长回来了。然后他就我那朋友来，就是再次把它剪到很低。
It brought flowers.
然后那个玫瑰树再次长出来的时候就长出了非常漂亮的玫瑰花来。
So the vine is that the vine dresser God, he prunes.
所以在这里这个所描述给我们的画面就是说这个真葡萄树特别是天父当来修理的时候并不是为了要伤害我们。
But to make us more fruitful.
而是让我们能够结出更多的果子来。
I mean, do you like trials?
你喜欢试探吗？
Do you like trials?
你们喜欢受试炼吗？
Do you like them?
你特别是试验很困难的时候。
You know, there are things that God allows in our lives that naturally hurt us.
神他允许一些试炼来临到我们，这些试炼其实是会教我们难过的。
And we say, God, why? Why did you allow that to happen?
很多时候我们就问说，神啊，神啊，为什么你让这样的事情发生呢？
Why did you allow that person to hurt me?
主啊，为什么你让别人可以这样的伤害我？
Why did you allow that disappointment to come into my life?
主啊，你为什么让这些让人失望的事情临到我的生命当中呢？
Why is it so difficult?
主啊，为什么这些事情这么的困难呢？
See that often it's the hand.
很多的时候如果说我们能够这样明白我们就会知道说我们的父是那位栽培的人他正在为我们修理干净他要从我们身上挪去一些不需要留在我们身上的东西
And sometimes it's not anything even bad.
甚至有些时候那些东西不一定都是不好的
But God,
但是那些东西会拦阻神在我们身上的工作
I mean, so.
很多的时候我们都是瞒了自己我觉得这是真的我们很多时候都受这样的教导就是要先照顾好我们自己但是神的国度并不是这样运行的我们必须要学着牺牲我们必须要学着舍己当我们向己死的时候神的生命才有可能可以从我们里面照耀出来才可能从我们里面流出神希望把我们造成像他的爱子耶稣一样
So he says, every branch that bears fruit.
所以在这边就讲到，就是说，凡是结果子的，他就会修理干净。如果说你这时候感受到神正在做你身上做那些修理干净的工作，你应该要谢谢他。
Because God's desire is that you be fruitful.
因为神的目的是要使你们可以结果子更多。
He goes on to say.You who are already clean, or you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
接下来继续讲到说，现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。所以也许神会允许试炼来到我们生命当中，但是神就是用着那些，借着那些试炼来修理干净。
We ought to be thankful when the word of God.You know, kind of convicts us.
我们必须要感谢神，特别是说，当他的话教我们心里知罪认罪的时候。
And it shows us how much we need him.
他让我们明白，就是我们是如何需要神。
I wonder when was the last time you got word?
你还记得上一次你因着神的话，痛哭是什么时候吗
？God was speaking to you.
也就是神，他是如此对你说话，你在他面前完全的融化。
He wants the word.
神要用他的话
to prune us.
来洁净来修理干净
And to make us more fruitful.
同时让我们可以结出更多的果子
Verse 4 says this Abide in me and I will abide in you
第四节他讲到说你们要常在我里面我也常在你们里面
No branch can bear fruit by itself It must abide in the vine
枝子若不常在葡萄树上自己就不能结果子
Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me.
你们若不常在我们的里面也是这样。
I am the vine and you are the branches.
我是葡萄树你们是枝子。
If a man abides in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit.
常在我里面的我也常在他里面这人就多结果子。
For apart from me, you can do nothing.
因为离了我你们就不能做什么。
So here now the Lord makes it very clear, you are the branch.
所以在这里神让我们看得非常清楚我们就是这些枝子。你觉得枝子的目的是什么就只有一个目的。枝子是让这树看起来更好看吗还是说就是让枝子长出一堆叶子你们觉得枝子的目的是什么也就是要结果子。结果子也就是枝子唯一的目的。 很多的时候如果有人来看一个葡萄树，他们不一定会看到那个枝子，很多的时候他们的目光就是很直接被吸引到他所结出的果子上。很多人会讲说，诶，这个树干这个枝子看起来很漂亮吗？还是说他们所看到，他们会说，哦，这个果实长得真好看。所以我们要想想看，就是说在你脑子里面想一下，即便是说葡萄树你所看到的是葡萄，但是如果说将它换到我们身上，你所结出的果子是什么呢？你要人家看到的是什么？首先呢，我必须要强调一点，就是说它这个果子是那个枝子，它一个非常自然非常健康的一个产出。
As long as that the vine,
最重要就是说，如果那个枝子它是依附在那个葡萄树上的话，那那个枝子就能够结出果实来。你们都明白这个道理对不对？
Okay, I'm sorry. You want to give me the
Can I take it? Thank you. I'm sorry about that. I apologize to those on Zoom. So the natural outcome of the branch attached to the vine is fruit.
所以那个当一个枝子它连结在葡萄树上的时候，那个非常自然的产出也就是那些果实。
And in this parable of the vine and the branches, we've already seen that the vine is Jesus.
然后在那个枝子和葡萄树的比喻当中，我们已经非常清楚地看到那个葡萄树也就是耶稣他自己。
And that the vine dresser is God the Father.
然后那个天父也就是那个栽培葡萄树的人。
And that you and I are the branches.
我们就是那个枝子。
But I believe there's another a part of the Godhead that's involved.
但是我相信还有一个天父。
I believe the Holy Spirit is in the parable.
然后我相信在这个比喻当中圣灵也在。
And you say, where is the Holy Spirit in the parable?
然后你觉得圣灵在这当中他的位置在哪里呢？
Well, there's a life that is in the vine that flows into the branch.
在葡萄树里面，它其实有一个管道是让那个生命可以流到枝子里面去的，那个也就是圣灵。
I know in trees they call it sap.
然后在树里面呢，那个东西它叫做 sap.
S-A-P, sap, right? What is?
哦，树枝啊，谢谢。It's called 它叫做树枝。
Right? And that's where the life is.
然后生命也就是借着树枝传到那个枝子里面。
And that life is drawn up through the roots, through the vine, and it flows into the branch, and it's the sap that produces the fruit.
然后那个树枝也就是让我们能够结果子的东西，然后它的根源是从那个根一直透过那个真葡萄树流到那个枝子里面去的。
And that's why the branch needs to remain attached to the vine.
那也就是为什么那个枝子必须要依附在葡萄树上。
Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣这边讲到就是说离开我你们什么都没有办法做。
If you're not attached, if you're not connected to me, if you're not abiding in me, then that sap can't flow from me to you.
如果说我们没有跟耶稣这棵真葡萄树连结的话，那在那里面的那个树枝就没有办法流动到我们的身体里面去。
And so I'm thankful that it's His life that produces the fruit.
所以我很感谢神，也就是耶稣他自己的生命能够创造出那些生命上的连结。
It's not about me trying to serve and to work harder and to be better and to try to be like Jesus.
我们并没有办法透过自己的努力让我们自己更像耶稣。
But if I can learn the simple lesson of remaining in Christ.
但是如果说我们可以学这个非常简单的功课，也就是连结住在主里，
then my life will produce fruit to the glory of God.
这样的话，我的生命就有办法，我的枝子就可以结出果实来。
Maybe we could say it like this: Do other people see Jesus in you?
也许我们可以换个角度这样讲：别人有在你身上看到耶稣的性情跟生命吗
？Does my life tell for Jesus?
我的生命看起来里面有耶稣吗？
Well, beloved, we need to remain attached to the vine.
亲爱的，我们必须要跟耶稣基督联合连结在一起。
I think that's what Jesus is saying when he says, if you remain attached to me and I am in you, then you bring forth much fruit.
这也就是耶稣所说的， 你若藏在我里面，你就能够多结果子。
Just a little bit more about this, the thought of abiding.
我要再继续来谈到，就是说这个住在主里。
See, if you look at the vine, you really can't tell where the vine ends and the branch begins.
如果说你仔细来看这葡萄树的话，哈，你很难看清楚，就是说这个葡萄树它的终点到底在哪里，然后那个枝子又到底是从什么地方算开始。
And I think that branch is firmly attached to the vine.
因为那个枝子它其实非常牢固的连接在葡萄树上。然后耶稣他要我们非常牢实的牢牢的连接在那个葡萄树上。
Now how do we do that, beloved? How do we do this?
亲爱的，我们要怎么做呢？
I said before, it's probably we don't do anything, but there is something that we need to do.
我们必须，我虽然说我讲说我们不能靠我们自己的努力，但是我们还是要做一些事情。
It's not as if we can sit back and say, well, if God wants me to be fruitful, he'll make me fruitful.
我们并不能就是单单的就是说，哦，如果神要我多结果子，我很自然的就会结出一堆果子来。
I go back to the thought of yielding ourselves to God.
我们必须要来顺服神。
One way that we remain attached to God is we yield.
特别是说，有一个顺服神的方式，就是我们必须要与他连接在一起。
And maybe it's just a simple prayer that you pray every morning.
它也许只是一个很简单的祷告，也就是每天早上你所做的祷告。
Lord, I belong to you.
是主耶稣，属于你。
I pray that you would keep me today.
主啊，是我求你今天来保守我。
Keep me under your precious blood.
主啊，是保守我在你的同在当中。
Cause me to walk in your spirit.
主啊，是帮助我能够行走在你的圣灵当中。
Lead me, Lord, to those who need your love.
主啊，是带领我去到那些需要你的拯救的那些人群当中。
And help me, Lord, to share the life that you've given to me.
主啊，是帮助我让我能够将你所赐给我的生命分享出去。
Lord, I don't want to live for myself.
主啊，我不想为我自己而活。
I want to live for you.
主，我要为你而活。
I want to bring glory to your name.
主，是的，我要将你的生命带给别人。
And then we step into the day and we just commit that day to God.
所以当我们一天的行程开始的时候，我们就将这一天交托给神。
Another way I think we continue or we remain in him is by his word.
然后另外一个我所想到我们可以住在天堂的方法，就是我们要来学习他的话。
In verse 7 it says this, if you remain in me and my words remain in you.
在第七节他就说到，你们若藏在我的里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
Have you found out the importance of God's word?
你们对于神他的话的重要性有多了解？
We need to hide that word in our hearts, beloved.
我们必须要将神的话深藏在我们的心里。
We have to feed upon that word.
我们必须时常的接受神的话的喂养。
Because that word is your strength and your nourishment.
因为神的话也就是你那个力量的来源。
And so Jesus says, I want my words to abide and to remain in you.
因为神他有说他要他的话常住在我们的里面。
Thy word have I hid in my heart.
我要你的话住在我的心里。
That I might not sin against you.
所以我才不会做出不蒙你所喜悦的事。
And so if we continue in God's word.
所以我们继续来了解神的话。
I believe we will remain in him.
当我们越
读 remain as the branch in the vine.
当我们越多有神的话的时候，我们也神也就藏在我们的里面，我们也就像那个枝子牢牢跟那个葡萄树连接在一起。
He also says in that verse that if we learn to abide in Christ, it's going to make our prayers effective.
然后同时在这边也讲到，就是说如果我们学着住在神里面，我们的祷告也会更加的有果效。
You will ask what you will and it will be done for you.
当你祈求的时候就给你们成就。
You know, it's interesting, sometimes, we think, well, a verse like that, that means I can ask for anything, God's gonna answer my prayer.
很多时候我们读到这样的经节的时候，我们就想说，诶，我们什么都可以求，因为神他会应许我们所祈求的。
No, it's not like that.
不是，他不是这样的。
But once your heart is given to God,
当你将你的心交给神的时候,
and once Jesus is king of your heart,
特别是耶稣能够来到你的心里,
then your prayers will be different.
那时候你祈求就会给你成就。
Your prayers will be about the kingdom.
你所做的祈求是关于天，是关乎天国的事。
Your prayers will be about the glory of God.
然后你所做的祈求是要叫神的荣耀的。
Your prayers will be for others.
然后同时你的祷告也是为着别人所做的祷告。
And God will answer those prayers.
神会回应那样的祷告。
There's just a few more thoughts here.
然后在这边
like us to consider.
还有在这边还有几点，我想要弟兄姐妹们来思考一下，思想一下。
You see, Jesus again reminds us in verse 8 what this is really all about.
然后在这里第八节耶稣再次提醒我们，就是说这些所教导的重点在哪里。
He says, this is for my Father's glory.
他们在这里，耶稣在这里强调并说到，就是说我父因此得荣耀。
This is for my Father's glory.
这些之所以要成就是为了因要让我父可以得荣耀。
That you bear much fruit.
当你多结果子的时候，我的父就得荣耀。
So shall you be my disciples.
这样你们也就成为我的门徒了。
And so I think it's pretty clear that Jesus is saying, if you truly are my disciple.
所以这边他就是非常非常清楚，耶稣在讲，就是说，如果你们真的是我的门徒的话
，then your life will bear fruit for the glory of God.
那你的生命就会因着要叫父得荣耀而多结果子。
Hallelujah.Verse 9 continues, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
然后在第九节就说到，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
Now abide in my love.
你们要常在我的爱里。
If you obey my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
We talked about pruning.
我们讲到说修理干净。
We talked about difficulties.
那我们讲到人生当中的试炼。
We talked about trials that the Lord may allow you to go through.
然后特别是说我们提到那些关于神要我们所经历过的那些试炼。
But know that in all of that, God's love is shining down upon you.
但是你要记得，即便是在我们经过那些试炼的同时，神的爱仍然藏在我们的里面。
I'm not sure I have this completely right, but maybe someone with you gardeners can help me. But I believe that the sap flows best when the sun shines.
我讲的不一定完全是正的，但是不一定完全是正确的。但是你们当中，如果说那些重园艺的人，也许你们可以纠正我。我知道那个树的那个意啊，在它枝子里面流动的最好的时候，也就是有阳光日照的时候。
And so your fruitfulness is tied to that sunshine of God's love.
所以你之所以你是不是能够多结果子，也就是关乎于说你是你这个枝子能否从神那边收到那个阳光。
God loves you.
神爱你们。
God loves you.
神爱你。
Jesus said, if you remain, if you abide in my love, you will bring forth much.
耶稣讲到说，如果你们常住在我的里面，你们就会多结果子。
Now that love involves obedience.
那个神的爱里面，它也包含着对神的顺服。
You see, love for God means that I obey God.
当你说你对神有着那样的爱的时候，他意思也就是说你愿意顺服神。
If we want to be fruitful,
如果我们要多结果子的话，
we want our lives to be a blessing,
我们希望我们的生命可以成为别人的祝福。
And we need to learn to walk in obedience to God.
我们必须要学习如何能够来顺服神。
And His love will fill our hearts and lives.
然后神的爱就能够充满我们的心里。
Just a few more verses. It says this, verse 11, I have told you this.
在第十一节，这些事我已经对你们说了。
Jesus says to his disciples, I'm telling you this for a purpose.
耶稣他说，我之所以跟你们讲这些事情，有一个目的。
Your joy will be full.
就是我的喜乐可以存在你们的心里，叫你们心里喜乐得满足。
Because my joy will abide in you.
这个目的就是叫你的喜乐得满足，为什么呢？是因为我的喜乐存在你们的心里。
If we could just learn this simple lesson,
如果说我们可以就单单来学习这个简单的功课
that your life and my life as a Christian,
你的人生跟我的生命一样成为是基督徒,
is lived to its fullest only as we remain, as we abide in Jesus.
你的基督徒的生命如果可以活到完全呢,唯一的方法就是说你是连结在这个真葡萄树上的。
And so this is so, again, so fundamental.
这是非常非常基本的真理。
To our Christian experience.
特别是说对于每一个在座的基督徒。
Lord, cleanse me.
主啊,洁净我。
Lord, give me a pure heart.
主啊,给我一个洁净的心。
Lord, teach me to abide in you.
主啊,教导我如何住在主里。
Allow your word to remain in my heart.
主啊,愿你的话常存在我的心里。
Lord, help me to walk and live in your love.
主啊,是让我能够活在你的爱里。
And Lord, take my life and make it a blessing.
主啊,是求你来掌权,让我的生命可以成为一个祝福。
The fruit is whatever the Spirit of God is able to produce in your life and in mine.
那个果子也就是只有神的生命可以帮助我们 让它从我们里面结出来的。
As we walk in surrender to him.
特别是当我们全然降服于神的时候。
And so the branch really doesn't have a life apart from the vine.
所以当那个枝子离开真葡萄树的时候那个枝子就完全没有生命了。
And we as believers, we don't have a life.
作为一个基督徒。作为一个基督徒离开那个葡萄树的时候我们就没有生命了。
And so Lord again, we want to give ourselves to you.
所以主啊再一次的我们要将我们自己交托给你。
And Jesus, we're yours.
主耶稣。
We're here for you, we're here to bear your fruit.
主我们来在你的面前主啊我们要来结果子。
Verse 12, my command is this, love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this.That a man lay down his life for his friends.
在第十二节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的。
You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后不再称你为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。
Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
我乃称你为朋友，因为从我父所听见的，我都已经告诉你们了。
And this verse, I just like to leave with you in closing.
所以，今天晚上我要用这个经节来做个结束。
Jesus says, "You didn't choose me."
耶稣他说，不是你们选择了我。
But I chose you.
是我拣选了你们。
Jesus says.You didn't choose me.
耶稣他说你们没有选择你们没有拣选我
But I chose you.
而是我拣选了你们
And I chose you for this purpose.
我之所以拣选你们为的是这样的目的
I appointed you to go and bear fruit.
耶稣说我之所以拣选你们是要为了分派你们出去结果子
Fruit that will last.
你们所结的果子是那种会长存的果子
And so beloved, I believe God is at work in us.
所以亲爱的我相信神在我们的心里工作。
He's calling us into a life of unbroken fellowship with himself.
神他来呼召我们他给我们的呼召是那个跟他之间不间断的连结。
And in that life,
在那样的生命当中
of unbroken fellowship,
那样不间断的连结
is where you will find the God-given purpose that he made you To fulfill.
在那里你就能够明白并且找到神之所以呼召你并且要你完成的命令是什么。
Now that doesn't always look the same for every one of us.
虽然说那个对每个人都不是竟然都一样的。
Certainly Christ's likeness is something that we all seek to attain.
但是那个有着耶稣基督的形象是我们每个人都应该去拥有的。
I don't live where you live.
我不是你的生命是你的生命。
And I don't go where you go.
虽然说我不是去所有你们会去的地方。
But God sends us out.
神把我们差遣到不同的地方去。
And he says, shine for me.
神他这边教导是要我们每个人都要出去能够发光。
Let those around you know that I live.
然后让那些在你周围的人知道说耶稣他是真正活着的。
Because I live in you.
也就因为我活在你们的里面。
And so we give ourselves, Lord Jesus, to you again.
所以再一次我们将我们自己交给耶稣基督。
Lord, live out your life within me.
主啊，是将你的生命从我里面活出。
Let there be less of me and more of you.
哦，主啊，让我能够减少，让你越来越多。
Lord, I pray that my life would bring glory.
主啊，我真的是为我的人生来祷告，让我能够为你的荣耀而活。
That people would know that you are real because you are living in me.
所以人们可以知道你是真神，因为你活在我的里面。
And so, Lord, teach us this parable.
主啊，是今天将这个比喻交给我们。
Lord, we need the Holy Spirit to teach us.
我们需要圣灵来教导我们。
Lord, we want to abide in you.
主，我们要住在你的里面。
Because without you, we can do nothing.
主啊，若不是因着你，我们没有办法完成任何的事。
And so, Lord, we depend upon you.
主，是的，我们依靠你。
We depend on you for everything.
主啊，每一件事情我们都交托给你。
And thank you, Lord, that you give yourself to us.
是主啊，谢谢你，你已经将你自己给了我们。
All that I need is a branch I find in you.
哦，主啊，任何我所想要的，我都可以借着祷告在里面得着。
And so, Lord, keep me.
主啊，保守我。
To the vine.
主啊，保守我能够跟那个真葡萄树一直连接。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
I have a song here that, it was written in 1993.
这边我有一首诗歌，它是1993年写成的。
And it was a song that my dad composed.
然后这是一首我父亲所写的诗歌。
He was very, he loved John 15.
我父亲呢非常喜欢约翰福音15章。
Not only did he teach off and from John 15.
不单单就是说他非常他很多时候都会教导我们约翰福音十五章。
But he truly lived the abiding life.
不单他是这样的教导，他是真的把这面的真理活出来。
You see, it's wonderful when we have people that God places in our lives who show us by example.
当神就是将那些长辈放在我们当中，也成为我们的模范的时候。
What the Bible teaches us.
然后圣经也是这样的教导我们。
So may God help each one of us.
愿神帮助我们在座每一位。
To truly live what we say we live.
我们能够真的将我们所嘴里所讲的东西能够真实的活出。
But he took the thoughts from John 15 and he composed a little poem.
我父亲他就是从约翰福音十五章这边读了之后，他写成了这样的一首诗歌。
And he found words in that chapter about consecration.
特别是他在十五章里面，他读到成圣这个字。
About Christ likeness.
然后读到那个成为耶稣基督的样式。
About complete dependence.
然后完全的倚靠神。
About confidence.
然后同时在神里面的那个信心。
And I don't know, I can maybe try to sing it for you.
我不确定我有办法可以把这首诗歌唱给你们听。
I had often wished he found a better tune.
我希望我父亲他能够写个更美的曲调。
But this fit his song, so.
但是这首诗歌没有。
Do we try? I'm a branch in the vine, and the vine bears me. The vine bears me. The vine bears me. A branch in the vine, and the vine bears me. Living on the vine, my God. I'm a branch in the vine, the one true vine. Living on the vine, Christ Jesus. From him receiving all the time. Living on the vine, my God. Verse 2. Consecrated to the vine to bear its fruit. Living on the vine, Christ Jesus. Much fruit, my aim, my one pursuit. Living on the vine, my God. Like this to the vine is my desire. Living on the vine, Christ Jesus. Like him to live, I will aspire. Living on the vine, my God. I bear not the vine, but the vine bears me. The vine bears me. The vine bears me. A branch in the vine, and the vine bears me. Living on the vine, my God. Dependence on the vine for all my need. Living on the vine, Christ Jesus. Sufficient grace is mine indeed. Living on the vine, my God. Confidence in the vine, oh, what rest. Living on the vine, Christ Jesus. No care or worry can molest. Living on the vine, my God. I bear not the vine, but the vine bears me. The vine bears me. The vine bears me. A branch in the vine, and the vine bears me. Living on the vine, my God.
You can do the chorus with me.
I bear not the vine, but the vine bears me. The vine bears me. The vine bears me. A branch in the vine, and the vine bears me. Living on the vine, my God.
You got it.
这首诗歌最主要就是讲那个刚才牧师他说讲那个枝子跟葡萄树之间的关系，然后如何这个枝子可以靠着葡萄树来得生命，然后同时继续的供应，然后它这个枝子是完全依靠这个葡萄树来维持它的生命的。
Whatever he said. It was nice to see Sister Elsie tonight.
我们高兴Sister Elsie 今天晚上可以来我们当中。
Sister Elsie is familiar to many of you from camp.
我相信在这边很多去到 Pilgrim Camp 的弟兄姐妹都认识 Sister Elsie.
And you become a friend because if you want good reservations, talk to Sister Elsie.
如果你们希望你在 camp 的注册可以成功的话，你们应该要跟 Sister Elsie 做朋友。
And she brought along her brother and sister-in-law.
然后 Sister Elsie 又把她的sister-in-law 还有 brother-in-law 一起带过来。
And Brother Carl and Sister Hildegard were originally from New York City.
这些弟兄姐妹他们原来住在纽约的。
And Brother Carl had a church for a number of years in Woodside, Queens.
他们是在纽约那边教会聚会。
And for a number of times he came and ministered at our church in Williamsburg.
然后有几次他有来到我们的教会来服侍我们。
And so they're my friends for a long, long time.
他们也是我多年的好友。
And their daughter Esther is here with her husband Vince.
然后他的女儿 Esther 还有他的先生 Vince 也在这里。
And now they're all Texans.
然后现在他们都已经成为德州人了。
They're from Spring, Texas.
然后他们住在那个德州一个叫 Spring 的那个城市。
But it's so nice that they could be with us tonight.
非常高兴他能够来到我们的当中。
God bless you for coming.
神祝福你们。
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to turn this back to Brother John. Praise God.
今天晚上我非常感恩特别神的同在还有那些所教导给我们的真理。
Pray for Brother Phil.
我要想也许今天晚上我们可以用接着为Brother Phil, 为菲利普弟兄来祷告来结束我们今天晚上的聚会。
His wife,
然后
who's back at home and...
然后同时为他的家人祷告。
Lord willing, he can come again with all of his family. Lord willing, he'll come.
如果神愿意的话，下次要来的时候，他全家都带过来。我今天晚上特别受到这样的教导，我觉得我们真的应该要认真思考我们晚上所听到的真理。
for tonight or tomorrow.
当然我所讲的并不是单今天晚上或者是说明。
I pray that we can meditate on this, until our, winter retreat comes.
然后我希望大家都可以认真来思考我们今天晚上所听到的真理一直到我们冬天的退休会来到。
And to just take upon that, and we'll have more time to rest and to rest in the Lord.
我希望就是说当我们今年冬天的退休会来的时候弟兄姐妹们可以更多来思考我们在这里所领受的真理。
To grow.
然后我们大家都可以在主里更进深。所以因此这样的进深我们也能够多结果子。
We can't evangelize. We're not steadfast and growing in the Lord.
如果说我们的脚步不坚定我们没有在神里面有进深的话我们是没有办法传福音的。
And trials is something that will make us.
人生的很多试炼会让我们更坚强。
I've heard many testimonies from.
我从我父母那边听到非常多的见证。
Trials that, builds up their faith.
特别是那些教他们信心增长的试炼。
To truly walk in faith.
我的父母他们真的是在信心当中来与神同行。
Bring it to the Lord and they let go.
然后当他们将他们的试炼带到神的面前的时候他们就是将那些试炼交托给神。
They really bring it to the Lord.
他们真的就将那个试炼带到神的面前然后就放手。
Give it to the Lord.
就是将他们所面临的试炼交托给神。他们就是将那个试炼交托给神。
No matter what.
无论是什么样的状况。
Lord, we thank you for your precious truth.
主，我们为着你的真理向你献上感谢。
Oh, and the presence, Lord.
主，还有伴随真理而来的你的圣灵。
You're so true and good.
主啊，你是如何的信实。
So real to all of us.
主啊，谢谢你将你自己启示给我们。
Oh, Lord, may we continue to build on the foundation that you laid for us.
主，谢谢你让我们能够继续在这个真理的根基上建造。
Oh, to take these words, Lord Jesus.
主，我们能够将这些话放在我们的心里。
Oh, Lord Jesus, to exercise them.
主，帮助我们能够来操练这样的真理。
Do them.
主啊，能够活出来。
Oh, remind us of your word, Lord Jesus.
主，是将你的话放在我们的里面。主，让我们能够多结果子。
All these wonderful things, Lord Jesus.
主啊，是让我们能够住在主里。
We thank you. We pray for our brother Phil.
主，圣母为菲利普牧师祷告。
And his entire family.
主，也为着他的家人祷告。
We pray that you continually bless him, Lord Jesus.
主，我们求你继续来祝福他还有他的家人。
Oh Lord, enrich his ministry.
主，特别是说叫他的事工能够更加的进深。
And help him to draw close to you all the time.
主，帮助他能够更多的来亲近你。
And draw his family members towards you.
主，也吸引他的家人来爱你。
We thank you for their example.
主啊，谢谢你让这个家为我们所设立的一个榜样。
Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity for him to come and visit us.
主啊，谢谢你让他有机会可以来这边探访我们。
All glory goes to you, Lord.
主，愿你的荣耀。
We thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
Love and grace that you show us, Lord Jesus.
主，全是你的恩典跟慈爱。
And pray for the Sumner's family here.
主啊，我们也为着这许多的家庭。
Oh, that you bless them as they go.
哦，主啊，那些来到我们当中的这些家庭，求你祝福他们。
Be with our brother Carl.
哦，主啊，特别是那个 Sister Elsie 他们的家人。主啊，谢谢你。
They're an example to us.
主啊，谢谢你成我们的榜样。
Praise the Lord. Be with us as we go tonight, Lord.
主啊，今天晚上当我们散去的时候，与我们同在。
Oh, may your presence just continue, Lord, to settle in our spirit.
是主啊，愿你的同在继续在我们的灵里。
Let it remain there.
主，让我们住在你的同在当中。
As we go about our day.
主，特别是说当我们回去的时候。
And we pray for the meetings tomorrow.
主，我们要为着明天的聚会祷告。
Oh, that you come to us, Lord.
主啊，你又来到我们的当中。
Again and again.
不断地来探访我们。
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
哦，主耶稣。
Oh, Lord, help us, Lord, to really cherish your presence.
帮助我们真的是珍惜这样的聚会。
You're so precious.
主啊，你是如何等的宝贵。
We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
And you go in peace and safe. Get a good night's rest.
愿弟兄姐妹平安的散去，我们明天。